Technology.ie. It's Thursday, December 11th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Keith Falcheroy Vistach, this is Conan Weenichon in the Black Knight studio, and I'm on the phone with Dermot Casey. Hi, Dermot.
Hey, Conan, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Good. We're going to talk about Focus Ireland. We're going to talk about homelessness and a campaign you're running to build a house for Rudolph and raise funds and awareness for homelessness in Ireland. But before we do that, Dermot, tell us a bit about yourself.
Tell me a bit about myself. I'm a consultant, as people ask me what I do. I comfort the afflicted and afflict the comforted. Strategy and technology with a lot of startups, SMEs, and some medium-sized organizations, helping in innovation and product development, helping teams work better together. Before that, I spent 3 years with a guy called Mark Little, building a company called Storyful.
That was exciting, I'd say.
It was. It was fantastic. I probably learned more in those 3 years than in the previous decade. So it was an absolutely wonderful experience, and it's great to see how well Storyville continues to do.
I've spotted this pop up. We're friends on Facebook and Twitter and places like that, and I've spotted this hashtag pop up about a house for Rudolph, and it's interesting. You're looking to get that whole chain letter viral sort of challenge tagging thing going that we saw over the summer with the ice bucket challenge, which was an extraordinary success worldwide, really, wasn't it? I mean,
we've seen those kind of
things before. I'd never seen anything quite take off like this. And people who didn't do memes and didn't do internet so much, and you wouldn't have imagined would do online video and you know, shoot something and upload it and that. Everyone getting involved.
They were. It was great. It was fantastic. And yeah, we've stolen the content for people to do things, share it and pass it on and raise some money. So we have a 50300 number. So if anybody texts homeless to 50300, homeless get €4. And the idea actually is to get kids involved.
Yeah.
So that the ice bucket challenge was everybody. But this is about, okay, it's the run up to Christmas, everybody's focused on what they're going to get for themselves, kids particularly, what Santa's going to bring me. So he said, well, look, how about get kids to help other kids? So there's 800 children lost their homes this year and their families. So there's over 5,000 people homeless across the country. And there was that very tragic case there recently of poor Jonathan Powers, who died on the street. But there's a huge number of people living in temporary accommodation. And I got involved with Focus earlier in the year. And we came up with this idea over the last couple of weeks. And now, very late in the year, if you're running in the run-up to Christmas. But I think if we can get a little bit of traction on us, we might be able to raise a little bit of money for them. The idea is that kids paint or draw or build it in Minecraft or build it in Lego or Play-Doh. I even had a 10-year-old build a cake for Rudolph, banana bread, obviously Rudolph's favourite. Parents can share and tweet and Facebook or Instagram the photos shared with their friends and families and get everyone to donate by texting 50300.
It's great and it's ideal for kids, Dermot. You've got kids. What age are your kids?
I have an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 9-year-old. So they're quite close together in age.
Snap. Exactly the same in this house as well, I can tell you. And it's funny, you know, they're at that age where they're sort of just on the cusp of getting involved in internet and talking to their friends and things like that. But
yeah.
even before they get into that, but one of the ways into that, I think, online interaction for them is things like Minecraft, which I always think of, and it's interesting you mentioned Lego as well, because I always think of Minecraft as being sort of Lego with unlimited bricks.
It's very much so. And it's the thing that the kids come up with and they build themselves. And we had one kid who built a house for Rudolph in the shape of a Rudolph. He actually built an entire Rudolph. It's absolutely amazing, an 8-year-old. And this was, again, you know, we shared the page and somebody shared it with a friend. And then obviously somebody said to the kid at home and he did this. Yeah. So to me, one of the great things about this is kids can be creative. They can have fun.
Yeah.
And nobody gets wet. Mm. And I think it's something we can do on an annual basis. Unfortunately, the problem of homelessness is unlikely to be solved overnight. So if it's something we can do and get kids involved, I think it will help raise awareness and raise money. So I'm being very positive for kids at the same time.
This is arising out of your involvement with Focus Ireland. You've been working with them for a while. How does an organisation like Focus Ireland, Dermot, how do they view online and the internet as an opportunity for advocacy and also fundraising?
They have I found Focus a very really progressive organisation. I mean, to my shame, I knew very little about them before sort of September this year, when a friend of mine said, "Look, I'm doing the Shine a Light." John Holland, who's the CEO of a company called Whole World Band, he said, "Look, I'm doing this. Do you want to do it?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?"
Is this a night in the open thing?
Sleeping out in the Ivy Gardens.
Yeah.
So raising money and raising awareness. So we did that, and we had a brainstorming session that night. Mm. And I said, "Look, if you guys want to follow up on it, let's have a chat." So a couple of weeks later, we sat down with Rachel Murphy in Focus and sort of plotted out what we might do. Essentially, we decided just to go for it. Mm. So they have a Facebook page that's got about 200,000 followers. They have a Twitter account. So they have social media managers. They're very progressive in terms of how they approach these things. And they're very willing to try this as an experiment. Mm. It's something that, we've raised 2,500 so far. Hopefully we'll raise a couple of thousand more between now and the end of the year. But it's something that could go quite big and something that could become a regular source of income for them. They're very enthusiastic today. I mean, they set up the 50200 number, so text home is the 50200. They get €4. And we're measuring that on an ongoing basis. And, any ideas I've thrown at them, they're contacting people through local media and through school teams. And I'm reaching out to people in Microsoft and the online community, startup community in Dublin. The Sucksmith guys are doing a Christmas party for startups, sent it out in their mailing letter. You contacted me. People are really, really receptive to it.
Yeah. The fundraising, you've mentioned that several thousand have been raised and hopefully more will be raised as well. One of the things I've noticed in particular in the aftermath of the tragedy of Jonathan Corey has been quite a vocal engagement, I think, from people in general on social media. There has been really an outcry, I think, really, in terms of the from a social point of view, in terms of what has happened, and a situation which many people are pointing the finger at public policy and the recent economic situation in Ireland in terms of generating a problem and exacerbating the problem of homelessness, which obviously has its own causes in that as well. From the point of view of advocacy as well as fundraising, what do you think is the importance of a campaign like this?
I think the immediate thing you can do is raise awareness. So I now have three kids who are aware of this. Last night, my 9-year-old told his scout troop about it. So about 25, 30 kids gathered together in a huddle at the end of the scout meeting.
Yeah.
And he told them about this and showed them the poster and said, "Listen, can you help? It's a charity, people need help." Yeah. This morning he's going into his school and he's going to go through each of the classes in his school with his principal, and they're going to talk about this as well. So I think the first thing is about making people aware of the problem. The second thing is making people aware that the problem can actually be fixed and they can contribute to fixing it. The problem had deep roots. The problem of housing goes back to the 1980s when we stopped building social housing in this country. The budget was cut. It's never been reinstated. The government are planning to spend a couple of billion over the next couple of years. And there's a lot of criticism over a lot of things and austerity, but that will hopefully make a difference. But it's going to take a while for it to make a difference. It's going to be a couple of years before those houses start to come on stream and start to make a significant difference. Yesterday, I heard figures that up to 45,000 people, 45,000 people may lose their homes through repossession. Those people are going to need to be rehoused. I mean, we have a real problem in this country when it comes to rent and to property. And historically, we've had that problem. And I think, we're having a conversation about it. When you have David McWilliams tweeting that we may need rent controls, things are getting so bad. And an economist is saying that's an interesting point. Social media and other tools help then people to engage with this.
Yeah. So the likes of the campaign or the House for Rudolph campaign and that is giving people, I suppose, an opportunity to initially engage with it. But if they do that and they want to do more, Dermot, what can they do?
I think the best thing to do is get involved with one of the charities. We're working with Focus, but there's a lot of charities helping homeless people, the Simon Community, and others as well. Follow these groups on Facebook. Talk to people in. They're always looking for volunteers to help either run events, run kitchen support, and. They're open and willing to ideas that people have to help them as well. So, you know, see where they can get involved. I mean, there's Vincent de Paul in local communities helping people this time of year as well. And I think it's important for people to realise that every little thing that somebody does, it makes a difference. And if enough people together make a difference, you can make quite a significant difference.
So in a nutshell, Dermot, tell us again, how does the House for Rudolph campaign or the House for Rudolph meme work?
Kids and adults too, if they want, can build a house in Lego, build it in Minecraft, draw, Play-Doh, bake, crochet if they want. House for Rudolph, the idea then is that they'll take a photo or a video of it, tag it House for Rudolph, hashtag House for Rudolph, share it either with a friend or with the broader community on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and critically text the word homeless to 50300. So get the mommies and daddies and aunts and uncles and grannies and grandparents and friends and relatives to text on the back of what the kids are doing. And every text sends €4 to Focus Ireland.
Very good. And then they tag a few people as well. You mentioned that, I think, didn't
tag
you?
Tag a few, yeah. Share it, pass it on to as many friends as possible.
Excellent.
That would be fantastic.
Is there a particular website or URL or anything that people can go to sort of check this out, or is it just on your social media stream of choice?
There's House for Rudolph up on Facebook. There's House for Rudolph on Twitter. I've set both of those accounts up. There's a blog post with a couple of sample videos, bit.ly/House for Rudolph. That takes to my own blog post page with a couple of sample videos on what we're doing. If anybody searches for the hashtag on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest, they should find us and find examples. So, just get people and go be creative, do whatever you want. And that's the fun part of it is, particularly over the next week or two, as kids are getting off for the holidays, you want to occupy kids for an hour or two, get them to build a few houses for Rudolph.
Sounds great. And I know some kids who, not too far from me, who'd be interested in getting stuck into that. Dermot, well
fantastic.
Done to you and to the people at Focus Ireland. And keep in touch with us if there are further developments or anything else to mention in relation to it. You mentioned Soxmas. It's on tonight, I think, isn't it? Are you going?
It's on tonight, yeah. I'm gonna pop in there. I've got another charity event, another charity at lunchtime today. This is obviously the week for charity events, hoping to pop in and meet Neil and some of the crew for Soxmas later this evening.
Yeah, I was at it last year, won't make it this year, but best of luck to everyone at the startups Christmas party. Dermot Casey, thanks for talking to us on technology.org.
Brilliant, thank you very much, Con. Lovely to talk to you.